Just before we get started, do you have a business or maybe a staff event coming up, either virtually or in person? Well, why not drop the organiser a line and suggest me as one of the speakers? Go to pennyhaslam.co.uk to find out more. Hi, welcome back. This time on the Penny Haslam podcast.
So this is all about hosting a meeting. Having a meeting, running a meeting, being the person who moves things along, keeps things running on time, and makes sure everybody got what they came for, right? Now, meetings take place all the time in work, don't they? And often they're so boring and so pointless that wouldn't it just be awesome if you could get your hands on it and run it in a different way? Now, there's the value there for sure, but there's also value for you in your career progression. Now, if you're not quite ready to deliver keynotes and presentations, it might be that you could volunteer to run the next meeting or suggest some sort of turn taking. This is going to be really valuable to any boss or leader or manager who is always having to do it. It might be that they want the team to take over the running of it with guidance, obviously. But the point is, it's a real opportunity for you to be seen. You might be a bit of a best kept secret. You might want to just start being a little bit more visible in your team and your business. But it can be daunting to think about being in the spotlight yourself. But by hosting a meeting, you've got a lot of opportunity there to be seen without too much pressure. But there are some things that you can learn and do which can enable your success. So that's what we're doing now. That's what we're going to talk about right now. So first of all, let's look at planning for success. One thing I would say is that you don't have to hold a meeting. You could think about hosting a meeting. This is where you're the host and you want to make sure everyone gets what they came for. So you might have a list of people who've said, yes, they're going to come along, or people who've been invited. Why not get in touch with them and ask them, well, what would you like to know about on this topic? What would you like to be able to do once you've had this meeting? What inputs do you need in order to help you do your job better? Now, you might not want to word it exactly like that, but then you're giving people a chance to inform the agenda in a way that's specific to them. And that can begin to make everyone feel a little bit more included and heard. Brilliant. That's what a host should be all about. And in that planning idea, when you're hosting something, you really should be considering what the people are coming for. What do they want to do? What do they need to know? And how do you want to make them feel by the end of this session? That's a good rule of thumb for all sorts of interactions that you have, considering the do-no-feel idea of things. The second part of the planning, and this is really going to set you up for some solid, confident performing on the day, if you like, is to consider all of the different element parts. What could you stuff into that meeting that will keep people engaged, enthusiastic, and wanting to come back for another meeting? Gosh, imagine, that's a radical suggestion, isn't it? However, you can think about a guest speaker, perhaps, depending on how long you've got, obviously, but somebody from another department or an external speaker from a different type of business or a client business that you deal with, bringing them in, saying, right, we've got 10 minutes or you've got 20 minutes. The team really need to know about this. Can you help? What are you going to talk about? And so you're beginning to build your running order, I suppose you could call it. That's what we call it in TV, a running order and radio. And think about updates. So they're mini, skinny, little bite-sized updates that members of your team could input on. It doesn't have to be grand. It could be really quick. The quicker, the better. I'm shaking my head here because pace is everything. You could as well, if you've got enough time, think about having a discussion where everybody gets to say something and interact on a particular topic. It could be a broad topic. It could be something that's a challenge right now. If you can think about ways of positively moderating that so everybody gets heard. And I reference a book here which does that brilliantly and helps you. It's called Time to Think by Nancy Klein. Read that, you'll smash it. getting everyone to say something on a particular topic, running it tightly to time, and making sure everyone gets heard. Thank you very much, everybody. Let's move on. You might even like to think about a panel discussion, you know, like a mini panel discussion where that guest speaker, perhaps, and a couple of others who are brought in at that time get to say what they think on certain topics. You'll prepare some questions in advance. You might even ask the delegates for questions in advance. Say, we're having these three people. It's a chance to pick their brain, find out more about how things work. What might you ask them? Fantastic. So you get them chatting for a good 20 minutes, and then you can throw it open to the rest of the meeting, delegates or attendees, for their questions. That's also a really good way for you to be seen by others in your organisation. So, yeah, you've got a guest speaker who's, you know, the person we've discussed from external, internal, whatever. But there might be two other department heads, for example, or members on the executive committee who you think would be really good on this section. You getting out and reaching out to them is a really nice way for you to be seen with them and have an involvement with them that isn't too pressurised on you to do an elevator pitch or, hey, I'm really great at my job moment, which is icky. So think about who that might be and prepare them in advance, because you know what? They don't like being caught out, do they, these people? So you've got to give them a bit of a guidance on what the questions might be. And then the final part of the planning stage for your success is to pin all this down time-wise. The best way of doing that, the easiest at-a-glance way for you, is to do a grid in a Word document with a time column and then a script column. What are you going to say? Who is doing what at what time? So if you're kicking off at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m., you're introducing. These are the words that you're going to say. This is what we hope to achieve with this meeting. This is what is going to happen. We're going to hear from this person. We're going to hear from that person. But first, we're going to go to our guest speaker at 10:05, or an update at 10:05, and they're going to do 10 minutes. So at 10:15, you'll be back on. Thanks very much. Any questions? The questions you might want to run might run for 10 minutes. So at 10:25, you should be wrapping up those questions, and so on, until you reach the end of your meeting duration. Now, it might seem a bit fiddly and unnecessary, but it's absolutely your Bible to keeping things running on time. Next, let's think about in the moment, on the day. And we're going to stay with that theme of keeping things running on time, because you've got your schedule, your running order, your blueprint, your Bible, whatever, your handy script, and you know what's happening. But you know what it's like. Some people like to talk, don't they, in meetings? And they go on a bit, perhaps. And they perhaps don't know about your timing either. So it's your job to interrupt. Brilliant. You get chance to interrupt. The boss is smashing. Now, you don't need to do it rudely. You can do it really politely. Hey, Bob, that's awesome. But we are going to have to leave it there because we've got lots more to get through and different areas to cover. You might want to add a bit about Bob being available later, or, hey, Bob, are you happy to take questions and queries outside of this meeting time? Amazing. Bob, you're a superstar. Thanks so much. Let's move on because my schedule says so. All done, and this is the final point about your performance on the day, all done with a smile and plenty of breathing. Water. You're going to need water. You'll be thirsty. This is adrenalizing stuff, especially if you've never done it before or you're very new to it or you've had your fingers burnt in the past when perhaps you haven't felt like a great success. All of this is a great plan for your future success as a meeting host. Be the host, step into the role, smile, breathe, have a plan. And you will have a great time. Oh, and the other thing, there's always another thing with me, five things, but actually this is the sixth. If you want feedback, make sure you ask somebody before you start for feedback and say, I'm going to ask you at the end for feedback. Can you please make a note on what worked well, what I could do more of, or anything else you think of that would be useful for my future success when I host another meeting? And be specific. So ask them in advance and be specific about the type of feedback you want. Because most people are rubbish at giving feedback and just go, yeah, it was good. you don't know if it was actually good or whether they're being polite. And actually, what you want is to be good, yeah, but you also want to learn how to be even better. Good luck. Go host those meetings.
Thanks for listening. My third book is coming out in 2024. It's all about confidence at work and in life. And as you'd expect from me, there are lots of stories and ideas to help you build confidence, whether it's for yourself or for others. It might be colleagues, teammates, friends and family. Head to pennyhaslam.co.uk/confidence-book.